One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some ghosts slam doors, others scream, wail, or throw things, but sometimes the quiet ones are the hardest to shake.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we love it. Call them in at 855-853-4802 or just write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show and the advanced episodes and access to the archive, there's a number of ways you can sign up. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I am Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here with me today. How's everything?
Well, it's going pretty good. It started with a very funny meme that I saw this morning, and it's been a pretty funny day ever since. But
what's
my
the meme?
Daughter-in-law went to a tennis tournament.
And oh, my God.
This like is the Madrid
thing.
Open to watch Coco Gauff.
Gauff. Yeah.
And she kind of got there early, so she was kind of sitting by herself. Somehow she was on TV, and she waved or whatever. And she's just sitting in the stands kind of by herself, and there she was. And so they snapped a picture of that on TV, so we all got it.
Okay, because I was wondering how the picture was ever.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And so she was on TV, you know, right before the, and so somehow
she's probably on the big screen and saw herself and she waved.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the same.
And they took a picture of her or something. Okay, so we got it and we were laughing about it. I sent it to my brother, who is a graphic designer, and he took her out of there and put her in the conclave. So
like
there
in a
she's
balcony.
Sitting in the balcony above all the cardinals at the conclave,
the funniest thing
waving, you know. So we're all dying laughing. And so then I take the picture of her and I put her in that spaceship with
Katy Perry.
Gail King and Katy Perry and them. And, you know, so it's just been a funny, like, all
oh
day long.
Oh, my God. I have not laughed that hard in so long. Because there's Lindsay in the balcony at the conclave. And she's waving, wearing complete white. And I'm like, look at Lindsay not giving any shits about the dress code.
So anyway, we've been having, and I have a feeling this is the gift that keeps giving. Because
oh
when you have
God.
Two graphic designers in the family that Photoshop, you got to be careful. Because it ends up to be like that Bernie Sanders meme.
That's exactly. And even Lindsay brought that up. She goes, I feel like I'm a Bernie Sanders meme.
I think you are. I hate to say it, but,
Oh, my God.
So.
We laugh so hard. But Gary putting her in the conclave. And it's a really funny shot. It's like the head guy is kind of sort of from his view, like kind of the back of his head a little bit's in this picture. The sea of cardinals and then Lindsay above them waving.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so
funny. She is just sitting there above the cardinals. Anyway, we've been having a great time today with memes.
I haven't laughed that hard in forever. I could quit looking at it. And then when you did the astronauts, I say astronauts, I'm using air quotes.
Yeah, we use that very loosely.
Talk about some women who just can't seem to read the room.
I know, right? I think tone deaf would be another way to describe that.
It's like we're all back here like going, well, our prizes are going to go up. I can't afford.
I only get two dolls for Christmas.
Right. I want 30 and I can't have them. And then they're
I only
like,
get five pencils and not 250. And then these girls just go to space for 11 minutes and spend $5 billion.
Yeah, it was some incredible amount of money per person. And they're in space for minutes. And then Katy Perry's singing and talking about her set list or something. And I'm like, what is this, like a promo for your tour?
You are. And then they were all like, no, you're not an astronaut.
You just put on a cute outfit.
A really expensive amusement park ride is what you did. There's a difference.
I mean, and Gayle King, she's like, everybody's judging her now. You were so relatable, and now you're not. Her best friend's Oprah. Has she ever really been relatable?
I know.
I don't know.
You're just dying. Anyway. I tell you.
Well, let's go.
The rich have special problems.
God dang, no kidding.
Yeah, they just do,
So let's do a ghost story. And this says, hey there, first off, I want to say how much I love your podcast. Seriously, it's one of the only things that helps me wind down after a long day. I've always been a little obsessed with the paranormal. Even as a kid, I'd eat up any ghost story I could find, whether it was in a book or passed down through someone's cousin, friend's uncle. So knowing there are people out there just like me, I find it comforting. So here's my story. We moved into this apartment in the fall of 2000. It wasn't anything fancy, just a quiet, slightly rundown place in a small town no one ever talks about. I was about 9 at the time, and I remember asking my dad if anything weird had happened there before we moved in. He told me the only thing on record was a fire in one of the units years ago. No injuries, no deaths, just some smoke damage and a couple of lawsuits. That didn't scare me. I was kind of excited. I always thought places with history had more personality. So about a week after we moved in, I was digging through the linen closet in my parents' room trying to find a clean towel when I heard three soft knocks. Not from the door, from inside the wall. I froze. At first, I thought maybe I imagined it, but then it happened again and it was louder. And then it happened a third time. And then it was so loud it felt like something slammed from the inside. Well, I bolted out of the room. My mom rushed in thinking I'd fallen or something. And when I told her what happened, she kind of smiled and said maybe it was the pipes. Old buildings and all. But I knew it wasn't the plumbing. After that, things stayed quiet for a long time, but not for long. Over the next few years, weird stuff would happen. Nothing super dramatic at first, just uneasy things, like dishes would rattle in the cabinets, the TV would turn on in the middle of the night, and sometimes you'd hear footsteps in the hallway, even though everyone was in bed. My parents always brushed it off. My mom said I had an active imagination, but I'd catch her flinching when the hall light would flicker for no reason. My dad once yelled at the TV for turning on by itself as if it was personally offending him.
That's awesome.
Oh, that sentence is one of the best ones ever. But they never talked about it. It was like they were too scared to admit something might be wrong. Then came the moment that really stuck with me. So I was 15, home alone one weekend. I decided to take a long shower. I left the door open because I thought I was home alone. And that's when I heard soft footsteps on the tile floor. I turned the music down and I froze because I heard the toilet seat move like someone lightly tapped it or lifted it up. And then a child's voice said, "Are you almost done? I want to play." It wasn't threatening. It wasn't even creepy at first. It sounded like a little boy, like he was smiling while he talked. But in the second I remembered I was home alone, that warmth turned into ice. I yanked the curtain back and there was no one there. Oh, that's brave. But what choices do you have?
Right.
You know, you're standing behind a curtain naked, or you can look and see what's out there naked. After that, everything seemed to ramp up. We started seeing him, a small, white, blurry figure. Not every day, not every week, but enough. He'd peek around corners and I'd see him dart past my door. Sometimes I'd be lying in bed and hear tiny knocks on the walls or on my door, just tap, tap, like he was checking if I was awake. And then my bedroom door started locking on its own. Things would go missing for days or for weeks and then turn up in the weirdest spots, like a sock in the freezer or my earbuds in the bathroom sink, coiled up like they were placed there on purpose. I was always the one noticing these things. My mom would say she didn't feel anything strange, but once I caught her standing in the hallway staring into my room with this weird look on her face. When I asked her what was wrong, she just shook her head and said, "Nothing, I thought I saw something." We never really talked about the boy. It was like saying it out loud made it real, and none of us wanted that. And then I moved out. It wasn't dramatic. I just finished high school. I got a place of my own. A month or so later, my mom called and casually mentioned, "It's been really quiet since you left." She said it like she was talking about the weather, but I knew what she meant. The knocks had stopped. The door stayed shut. Nothing moved on its own anymore. It's like the boy followed me. But I haven't seen him in my new place. Every now and then, I'll hear those little knocks, once on my bedroom wall, once on my closet, always two, but never three. I've tried looking up the history of that old apartment building, and there's barely anything out there. No missing kids, no accidental deaths, no reason for a little boy to be wandering around inside the walls. And if he did follow me, I hope he finds what he's looking for. However, I will never shower with the door open. That's from Lily. I don't blame her. Ugh. Because it's a very vulnerable thing when you're in the bathroom and you're naked and something walks in the room. Even if it's a real person, it's like, what are you doing in here?
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. But once again, you know, I don't know when this apartment building was built. It could have been built in the 50s. And what was there in the 40s was, you know, that something built in 1920 got torn down in 1940, and then they built this apartment.
What do you think about, did it follow her?
I don't think it did.
It doesn't feel like the level of activity is enough to, wouldn't Lily still be having the same experiences if it actually followed her?
And
because it had ramped up.
Don't you think, too, that once you're a spirit, you don't have to be tied to that location? Couldn't this little kid pop over and knock twice on her wall, maybe? Or could she have some weird experiences? Or could she think she heard something and she didn't?
Well, and could it be it was an apartment complex, right?
Uh-huh.
That he found somebody more interesting in a
could
different
be.
Apartment.
He found or, a kid you know what to I play mean? With him.
And I'm not trying to say, but, you know, now that it's just mom and dad, maybe he's not that interested in that apartment anymore. And he goes to where there's maybe somebody else that has, you know, kids.
He's found a 3-year-old kid who's like thinking he's real.
Yeah. I mean, that seems to be more feasible to me, that he's in the same building possibly, but, you know, not necessarily there. And now Lily said that she does occasionally hear
the knocks.
Some knocks, right? But the level of activity is not there. And she doesn't seem to be as afraid. Like
I agree.
All the time like she was at the other
but
place.
But couldn't the little boy kind like of something. Pop in? Could he pop in from time to time?
I suppose. I mean, know what would keep him from not being able to go where he wants to go.
Yeah. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. I don't know that you'd have to be physically tied to that location. I think there are spirits that just want to be in this one area. But I would think that they can go as they want to.
And it's because it's not like your physical body, you know,
No.
couldn't you just be with someone, you know, just popping in, seeing how she's doing? I always liked Lily.
I think there are spirits. I really do believe that there are spirits that don't realize they're dead and are continuing to go through the motions. And that really ties them to a location. Or maybe they do. I don't know. I think a lot of them don't really realize it. But then there are some probably that do, but just still are very, for some reason or another, tied to a location. You know, we have other stories of a spirit that's, you know, very randomly in a place. You know, like, you know, a wife says she saw her ex-husband in the restaurant,
Oh, yeah, I remember
you
that.
know, or things like that. And it seems like they can move with you if they want to, you know. So
Now, there was definitely a lot of paranormal activity there, you know, with the TVs and rattling and footsteps and seeing him.
But I'm just wondering if he's still kind of basically in the area. He just maybe goes to somewhere where there's more, you know, children.
Well, and I just think the activity isn't the way it was in the house. So I think if he really would have gone with her, I think she'd be experiencing more of that.
I do too.
So, yeah, but it's a great story and so creepy. Like, that would scare the shit out of me if I was in the shower and heard a little kid.
Well,
Can
and
we
the white
play?
blurry figures you see, you know, and that is kind of the way I describe it too, that the most recent ones that I've seen are kind of this weird white blurry. I mean, I can tell it's a man, but is, you know, it's kind of hazy or fuzzy or, you know. And
But as
so,
a
yeah, I
spirit,
get
wouldn't
that.
that take a lot of effort to
That's what I
come
think
through?
too. I wonder how much energy that really takes for them to make, to, you know, be able to show themselves, me to be in the right frame of mind to see them. You know, I think it takes a bunch of things that have to align for it to happen. And you have people that are very good at it naturally, you know, that they just can get themselves in this right frame of mind. Me, I think it kind of has to hit just right. And when that spirit is there, you know, it's all just kind of lined up.
Well, let's go to this phone call.
I have a story to tell you, and I even have recordings of this experience that happened to not only me, but also I had a friend and I believe two of my sisters with me. We used to live in this really, really old town called, well, it's in Nebraska and pretty much in the middle of nowhere. And we were renting this house, and I'm not even kidding you when there was like this creepy, creepy crawl space in my sister's room. And so whenever we'd go in there, we just got like this really creepy, weird vibe. And so my friends and my sisters decided to, oh, well, let's record in here. It's just to see if anything would happen. And for some reason, this thing would always more answer towards me and not towards my friends or sisters. But yeah, we were in there and I just told whatever we felt in there. I just said out loud, if you're in here, please give us an indication of where and why you're here. And what ended up happening was, it kind of gets me a little emotional just thinking about, because this thing was, I don't even know what it was, but I just hang up the phone and then I put it down and I'm like, okay, everyone get out. And so then we all get out of the room and automatically, as soon as the door closes, it says, hey. And then it says, hang up. And then it says, get out. And then we all, you know, we're just like waiting in a different room and we come back and we hear this. And we go down to my parents, we show them the recording. They did not believe us, but we were all freaked out. And I finally thought, okay, I got this thing. I have proof, whatever. A lot of weird things happen in this house. And I would have these dreams at night as well of this man walking up and down the hallway. and little kids running around everywhere. And so then we decided to put it into my room in our closet, because my closet was super, super odd feeling as well. And we literally heard little kids go, like a humming, like a laughing humming. And we would always hear toys and stuff like move everywhere. And it's kind of weird, though, because it seems like this thing is kind of attached to my family, because we used to also live at this really old farmhouse for 12 years before moving into this new house for about 12 years. And then we moved into this, into the other house. So I think for 5 years before we finally moved again and into adulthood. But this thing has always just been following me. I have recordings of it. It is creepy. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't even know. And I just have a lot of experiences. But yeah, no, that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Okay, bye.
That story reminded me of when we were kids and we had that creepy attic off the upstairs bathroom. And if there'd have been phones around where we could have done some kind of recording, I think we had cassette players. I'm surprised we never like went in there and tried to get any voices.
Well, I think there's multiple reasons for that.
It was really scary.
One is that we didn't really have any we didn't have like paranormal investigative TV
shows. Yeah, because we probably didn't think that you could turn on a recorder and get something.
Exactly. And we didn't have that kind of stuff when we were kids, or I think we would have.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's funny. I thought the exact same thing. I also thought I would pay her $1.57 if she would tell me what the town in Nebraska was.
I know. I wanted to know because
I was like, where in Nebraska?
It's like,
because honestly, I think Nebraska's kind of haunted. I lived in Nebraska and it was very haunted, you know.
It's been funny over the years. Like, I had a guy recently reach out to me and he's like, hey, what's the address of the house you guys used to live in? And we've said it was Alma, Nebraska before, but I felt a little like I don't really want to send people to the house.
Well, yeah, I don't want people just showing up there.
And because I have no idea who lives there. We haven't lived there for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know, I'm not really comfortable sharing that with you. And damn if he didn't figure it out himself.
Oh, I think it would be easy to figure it out. You just drive around there and look at that house and go, oh, it's that one right there.
No, somehow he figured it out.
There was another house or two that in Elma that I think was haunted as well. But the one, it would be pretty easy, I think, to figure out the one we're talking about.
But yeah, but I would love to know where she lived because we have a lot of family still in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So it would be interesting to find out where that happened.
I think Nebraska has a deep history. And Nebraska was always really good about having Nebraska history units, right? Like they taught Nebraska history. And it was a very rich history. Both Nebraska and Kansas had very rich histories. And I think there was a lot of stuff that happened there, you know, that I think could come back. I really do. And so I think it was a rough place to live and to get started in back in the day.
Oh, my God, yes.
And so I think that, you know, I could see that. You know, you would put all your blood, sweat, and tears into building an old farmhouse or whatever out in the middle of nowhere. And I could see why you would want to stay there. You know, that you would come back to it eventually. I guess I did not quite hear when she said what it said get out.
Oh, I think it's right.
And then
here.
It said like hang up. What was the
Hold
first
on.
Thing?
I think it just said hey. Here.
Oh,
I think this is it.
Hey. And then it says hang up. And then it says get out.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. That's creepy. That's really creepy.
Yeah, that get out business.
And, you know, it was in that weird crawl space off of her sister's room, which I would have to barricade that freaking crawl space somehow with a chest of drawers or something. I would not be okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, maybe she wouldn't it be weird if she lived in our house. But we didn't have any crawl spaces in the bedroom, so it wasn't our old house.
No, it wasn't.
And let's be real, there are more houses than just the one we lived in Nebraska.
But I think Nebraska can be pretty haunted.
I do too.
I think so.
So I thought that was a great story. Mm-hmm. If you have a story that you'd like to share with us, call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, you could do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.